Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta announced the Meta Quest Pro. It offers 1800 by 1900 pixels per eye and uses a new Snapdragon XR2 Plus SoC. It's 43% heavier, but thinner and more padded than the Quest 2. It includes inward-facing cameras to track your eyes and face to allow for avatar facial expressions, and uses cameras on its new controllers for tracking. It also allows for a full-color pass-through video. Battery life is rated at 1 to 2 hours. It costs $1,499, available for pre-order now, shipping October 25th. What will you do in the metaverse? Well, Meta and Microsoft announced a metaverse partnership. Microsoft will bring Teams, Office, Windows 365, and Xbox Cloud Gaming to Quest VR headsets. Teams will support Meta's avatar system and Horizon workrooms. Office will offer 2D progressive web apps on Quest, and Xbox Cloud Gaming will appear on a giant virtual screen. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that Apple could supply the U.S. market with devices entirely supplied outside of China within the next 3 to 5 years. The move would represent up to 30% of global shipments. This could see MacBook production moving to Thailand, and India's Tata Group work with either Pegatron or Wistron to expand Indian iPhone production beyond its current mostly domestic supply. In a Wired interview, Google's director of product management for Wear OS, Bjorn Kilburn, said its goal will be to release a new version of Wear generally every year in a similar fashion to mobile. Kilburn said this will ensure the latest Android features get quickly incorporated into watches and hearables. He also referenced quarterly Wear updates to bring new experiences throughout the year. Garmin released 5 new smartwatches in its ultra-premium Mark line, starting at $1,900. All include titanium grade 5 casing, domed sapphire glass lenses, AMOLED screens, a 16-day battery life, and fitness sensors found in other Garmin watches. The athlete, adventurer, golfer, captain, and aviator watches each have customized rotating bezels and features based on their names. For example, the golfer watch includes a virtual caddy widget. All come with a jet lag advisor widget, which will recommend a sleep schedule and light exposure to minimize the effects of changing time zones. Google announced 3 new Chromebooks focused on cloud gaming. The laptops from Acer, Asus, and Lenovo include refresh rates up to 144Hz and optimizations on the chipset and in the OS, tuning for NVIDIA GeForce Now, Amazon Luna, and Xbox Cloud Gaming. They'll be the first Chromebooks with a game launcher search and anti-ghosting, so multiple key presses can register simultaneously. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu sources say Intel plans to announce significant layoffs as early as this month. Some divisions, including sales and marketing, could see 20% staff reductions. In other Intel news, CEO Pat Gelsinger informed employees it will create an internal foundry model at the company. This would be structured like a contract chip maker, taking orders from internal Intel products and external companies on equal footing. This would also allow Intel to treat its design and manufacturing teams as separate entities with independent profit and loss considerations. The memory chipmaker SK Hynix confirmed it received a 1-year temporary exemption from new U.S. rules restricting sending advanced semiconductors and chipmaking equipment to China. This will allow SK Hynix to supply its own China-based facilities without additional licensing requirements from the U.S. Commerce Department. Google began rolling out support for passkeys to sign into sites and services. This will initially be available on Android for those in the Google Play Services beta and on Chrome Canary builds. A stable launch will come later this year. Android will support passkeys from third-party credential managers in 2023. Roku announced a new line of smart home devices designed in partnership with Wyze. These include lights, plugs, and cameras available through Walmart in the U.S. as of October 17th. Users will be able to view camera feeds on a Roku TV. The line will support Google Assistant and Roku Voice at launch, with Alexa support coming in November. Roku did not announce support for Matter. Microsoft announced that IT admins on all supported versions of Windows can configure group policy in the OS to automatically block brute force attacks targeting admin accounts. This will automatically lock user accounts for 10 minutes after 10 failed sign-in attempts within 10 minutes. This policy is already on by default in Windows 11. Axios notes that TikTok has posted more than a dozen job listings on LinkedIn over the past couple of weeks related to warehousing and fulfillment centers in the U.S. TikTok says in its listings that it wants to build an international e-commerce fulfillment system that includes supply chain logistics and cross-border efforts, including customs management. One listing implies a system for free returns. Apple launched Ask Apple for developers, which will offer interactive Q&As and one-on-one meetings with Apple staff. Apple will answer questions ranging from code-level assistance, design guidance, technology implementation, and help with app review guidelines. And finally, the voice synthesis company PlayHT released a 19-minute fictional podcast interview between AI voice clones of Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs. The company created transcripts for the interview with fine-tuned language models trained on recordings and interviews with both men. Both voices sound fairly realistic, they can get robotic at times, and the conversation doesn't really flow naturally. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.